But first, we have some audio for you. Would you like some audio? Dan?
I don't want audio!
Now, I don't know if you have me up in there, Groobs, but if you could put me up, I would love to play this first piece of audio here for you before we get to the very exciting audio that we have from our series, Dan.
I do want audio.
It's just Joe Buck basically telling us that Andy Reid is fat, right? And is this over the line, Dan? Let's listen, if we can, here to live coverage. Do you have it in there, Mr. Gruber? That's interesting. Let's try it again, shall we?
He is near the goal line, not in. It's fourth down. Well, now you're inches away, Andy Reid. He's going to call a timeout.
Yeah, I don't blame him. He wants to think about this one.
Took the officials a while to see him. It's hard to believe. Timeout. Fourth and goal.
Did Troy say that? Like Troy.
I've had people email me and said it was Troy, and some who have said it's Buck. I think it's Buck, but
I
now
think it's Buck also.
I'm questioning Buck. Myself. Let me play it again.
Took the officials a while to see him. It's hard to believe. Timeout. Fourth and goal.
It's kind of a cheap shot, man.
I'm going with Troy, and
I guess there's a fine line between cheap shots and funny, but wow.
He deserves it.
He deserves it for being fat?
Oh,
is that
huge.
Where we are as a society?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. Well, I guess so then. Meanwhile, Dan, we had Saturday where the word aggressive was back on our radar.
Aggressiveness.
How has this happened?
What year is the Magic Johnson one again?
05.
I don't know.
How does this happen?
A lot of people thought last year the biggest sports story was Tiger Woods. I would suggest that this should rival it. And it's really nationally not been covered the way it should. But all of a sudden, overnight,
what?
People across the land couldn't say the word aggressive or aggressiveness.
It's
The first one was grieve, and that was late August of this year.
It's like the most the most used word in sports that sports people can least pronounce. Would that be a fair way to say it?
Aggressiveness.
Like there may be more difficult words to say, but they don't say it much, so it doesn't matter. But aggressive, you got to work that in like twice a quarter.
It's
in your contract.
But the fact is, it's not like we haven't. It's happened and we haven't paid attention, because after the Magic Johnson one, I certainly, every time that word was ever uttered, I can't speak either. So get a radio show and you could replay that. For example,
if you had the rights,
every time aggressiveness was uttered by any other announcer, I thought of Magic. So if it had been mispronounced again over the past 5 years, I would have noted it. But never until 2010. And then once 2010 hit, August, as a matter of fact, let's see, I've got my list somewhere. Then all of a sudden, 5 of them flowed in the next couple of months. So one ever, and then five in a 3-month span. Magic Johnson is one. That's the first one. And then in our studio, and this is in my personal ranking order, in our studio, it was Herschel Walker.
Aggressive.
That's such a good one.
Lou Holtz is one.
Aggressiveness.
I hate to undervalue Lou Holtz, but he mispronounces everywhere.
Right. It's
so
everywhere
it makes it
sounds
a little
like
less
that.
Remarkable
yeah.
with him.
But still, why yeah. didn't he do it until now?
Right.
No, I agree.
Is he just jumping on this bandwagon? He sees the fame that all these others are achieving?
All the cool kids are doing it.
It's almost like
Twitter.
A sign of the end of times. The birds are falling out of the sky. Nobody can pronounce the word aggressiveness.
Dion.
The aggressive. That's my personal
Well, that is
favorite.
Strong.
Yeah, that is my personal favorite.
I mean, he's not even in the vicinity.
No.
What is he?
The aggressive.
He really says digresses, but totally means aggressive.
Tom Green.
Aggressiveness.
The aggressiveness.
And Ron Washington, who also.
Aggressiveness.
What? Can't
no confidence.
He didn't say a lot of things.
So
right?
Fast.
He just wanted that.
He wanted it to end.
He wanted that hot potato out of there.
Right.
So fast.
So, do you want to go to our most recent? We actually have two more. I don't know if you want to save the one.
I have one from Saturday that every P1 in the world came to my house and knocked on my door and made sure I knew about it.
And they said, "Let me copy Dan."
Yes, they did. But I was so excited because then I start tracking how many times Mike Mayock says aggressive. He doesn't say aggressiveness. He says aggressive. So you still allow this?
Well, let's hear him. Show, prove, first of all, that...
Prove that he can say the word without any problems whatsoever just to make sure it's possible.
And a lot of times...
Well, that was a huge play, and I want to underscore again Sean Payton's decision. It was an aggressive move.
You know, right?
Sure, it's great.
Could kind of.
He seems to be a little lispy, though, right? A little.
Here, let's try.
That's a little
let's try this one.
That's a little frustrating too. Earl Thomas, you're starting first round rookie free safety. There's the impact. I thought McCoy there was actually the one that jumped off. He probably could have gotten any of two or three guys. And you know what, Tom? I played on kickoff teams, and in my opinion, it's hard to get upset at guys being aggressive on a kickoff team like.
Not bad.
Aggressive. Yeah, okay.
One more.
Nails it.
Just to make sure this isn't a fluke, he can say it.
He's a second-round pick, an explosive kid with the ball in their hands, and I really give Jeremy Bates and Pete Carroll credit for being aggressive.
Ooh. Not perfect. Not perfect.
But we've seen this before, too. The what it is, it's a cockiness that develops, because I guess it's a tough word to nail.
Like, I totally got this.
But we've... Heard it, I think Ron Washington and one of the others that we did.
Dion, I think.
Dion had just said it 5 seconds previous, and now all of a sudden they're like,
it lulls you.
This thing is easy.
This is nothing.
Right.
I can't believe I was worried about it before. Let me just fire off another one, and then you fall into the trap.
And here it is.
Yes, it is. You know, we have to stay aggressive. This is a very aggressive team, and we're just trying to stay as aggressive as we can and take advantage of the athletes.
That was the Ron Washington lull into security. All right, here is Mike Mayock's moment of truth, your real phrase that pays from Saturday.
Freeze dodges the rush and has the completion, then... The fumble now, it's ruled incomplete pass.
I tell you, I love watching Earl Thomas play football. He's so quick and so aggressive.
Oh!
Sometimes they can use that against him. And Drew Brees, Earl Thomas play football. He's so quick and so aggressive. Sometimes they can use that
like
against
someone,
him. And Drew Brees.
Someone shot his tongue full of
Novocaine. Yeah, it was in slow motion right there, boy.
Aggressive.
Got a little, there it is, isolated.
Got a little gassy. Aggressive.
It's like Tom
alone again.
Aggressive.
Oh, no. The aggressiveness.
Tom Reed, Tom. Peanut butter.
Go with...
play football. He's so quick and so aggressive.
It's almost like he had a yield sign right in the middle.
I'm noticing a racial component here. Go with just the three white guys in a row.
The aggressiveness.
Aggressiveness.
Is there a similarity to those?
The Aryan tongue struggles
thick
with
tongue,
it. There.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A little bit like Dick Clark.
Well, let's play the black guys all in a row.
Aggressiveness.
Aggressiveness.
Aggressiveness. Aggressive. Well, they're just all over the place. You know what? It's almost like what they say about the players.
Right.
The brothers are all over the place.
They're crazy. Wild. Right. They just have no form or fashion.
You're saying it's not a technique issue?
Yeah, they're in their vicinity. they're right there. Right.
They're well coached.
But they're just not, you know, performing it right at that
the
time. But the brothers,
really
you just can't even control them. They're just all over the place.
Do you have any
aggressive
instinct?
Aggressive? Come on, man.
Now, since we have no playoff system, is there any thoughts as to where you think Mike Mayock ranks? In the Magic, Herschel, Lou Holtz, Dion.
It's toward the bottom, but it's still
like
good.
What are your old rankings?
My rankings are this. Magic.
Aggressiveness.
Herschel.
Aggressiveness.
Lou Holtz.
Aggressiveness.
Dion.
Aggressive.
Degressive.
Like, are you going up or down?
He's going
down from number
top
one.
To bottom.
So Dion's only in fourth?
Yeah, dude, Dion is number one.
You're
in
underrating
my book.
Dion.
Really?
Yeah. Play Dion again. Yeah, one more time.
Degresses.
Can you play Dion in context? I need Dion.
What about Holtz?
Hold on, I need Dion in full form.
You know, Finnegan is a dog. You played against him. He plays whistle to whistle, bell to bell. The guy is, he's aggressive.
He is digresses.
I love that.
Digresses.
He's digresses.
Yes.
Well, hold on a second now. You're not going to put him over Herschel, are you?
Aggressive.
Wow. Well, that is a battle. That's a battle.
It's old.
Really and how does. About, do you want to put him over Lou Holtz?
Aggressive diff.
Like, for me.
Yeah,
that's aggressive.
I mean, yeah, it's a,
my
it's number three.
He says
it's better.
I need Dion higher than Lou Holtz.
Oh, yeah. And but
Dion would be insulted if he knew
Herschel
Lou Holtz
and Dion, they are battling it out for the top spot. No. That Herschel thing
see,
is
I,
just,
but then I knock all white guys off the medal stand.
Yeah, is that...
Then, is that racist?
No, that's just how it is sometimes, Bob.
Like
sometimes your all NBA team is going to be all black, all right?
Right.
Live with it.
It happens. Come on. You have athletes like Herschel and Dion.
All right, well, let's...
Aggressive.
You want to just go all seven in a row in no particular order?
Aggressiveness.
The aggressiveness.
Aggressiveness.
Aggressiveness. Aggressive.
Aggressiveness.
Aggressive.
Well, that Mayock is...
It's tough to hear, but it's... Truly impressive. All right. Well, good work. Good work, Mike Mayock.